In the coming hours, the Australian government will hold a dawn service in Belgium to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Polygon Wood. The battle was part of the Third Ypres Offensive, which saw around 10,000 Australian men killed in just 8 weeks. In the lead-up to the commemoration, the Governor-General, Peter Cosgrove, visited the grave of Private Patrick Bugden, who was posthumously awarded a Victoria Cross for bravery at Polygon Wood. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports from Belgium.
In the Hoog Crater Commonwealth Cemetery near Ypres, one decorated soldier paid tribute to another.
It's a very Australian moment. There's lots of Aussies here. Come in closer, please. You're part of this.
The Governor-General and Lady Cosgrove laid small crosses at the grave of Private Patrick Bugden, who won a Victoria Cross for capturing a garrison under intense German machine gun fire before rescuing five of his wounded mates.
We know a lot about Private Bugden. Because he did these extraordinarily brave things and lost his life in the doing. And we see that he did it to save others. Next door to him is an unknown soldier, an Australian soldier of the Great War, known unto God. We don't know anything about him, who he is, where he's from, but they're mates. With young Bugden, he stands for all of them. And today and every day we should be thinking that our nation rests upon the shoulders of the men and women who gave their all for their nation, lest we forget.
The Battle of Polygon Wood was a victory for the Allies, but it came at a huge cost. Over 15,000 men were killed, wounded or missing in an operation that saw just 9 square kilometres of territory captured. Given that 10,000 Australian men lost their lives in the Third Ypres Offensive, historian Matt Holtane-Gull says it's a shame it doesn't attract more attention.
Those battles have always been a bit of a difficult fit in the Australian narrative of the First World War. In the interwar years, we focused, or Australians focused a lot on the victories that they won over the Germans, particularly in 1918, and that's why we've got memorials like Villers Bretonneux, which celebrate really important Australian military triumphs. Third Ypres doesn't really fit that narrative because while it begins well with the battle victories at Menin Road, Polygon Wood, of course, and Broad Cinder, the last two battles that the Australians participate in really grind to a halt. Nothing is gained and the losses are incredibly high.
Keith Davies has travelled to Belgium with his sister Robin to pay tribute to their grandfather, George. He was awarded the Distinguished Conduct Medal for his service with the Ambulance Corps at Polygon Wood.
We wanted to come to honour his service in that, both in the First World War, but also to stand for him as we stand to remember his mates that would have passed away during that battle.
The Davies siblings will be amongst the thousands who will pay tribute at a dawn service for those who fought at Polygon Wood. This is Steve Kinnane reporting from Ypres for AM.